This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. From Chopped, Amanda Freitag is going to join us in a moment, talking about her new show, The American Diner Revival. But first, the Joint Terrorism Task Force killed a man in Boston this week after he allegedly pulled a knife on them. The 26-year-old man was being investigated by the task force after being radicalized by ISIS-inspired social media messages. They asked him to stop and talk outside a CVS, and that's when he pulled out a military-style knife. They asked him to drop it, but then he lunged at them, so they shot and killed him. Amanda Freitag is a judge on the Food Network's Chopped, but her new show is called The American Diner Revival. So what's the key to a diner's success?
I mean, really, it's a combination of excellent food. You know, you have to have excellent food because, first of all, you have regulars that are there sometimes 5-7 days a week, you know, so you have to be feeding these people something that they love and high quality, and then just warm hospitality. You know, you walk into a diner and you're sitting at a counter and you're already talking to somebody and building a relationship. So I think it's a lot about hospitality and how it feels in the restaurant. So when these diners are beloved in the community and the people who go in there see them falling apart, that's when they call on us, you know, and they know that the diner owners don't have a lot of money or time to do these changes, and that's where we step in. I personally am a diner owner myself. I'm a CIA grad, and I've worked in many different kinds of restaurants over my career, you know, high-end to comfort to two-star. So I have a wide range of experience that I can bring, and I think when you're looking at a diner, you have to bring a sense of practicality, because you have to have a big menu, you have to have a lot of ingredients, and show the diner owners ways to be resourceful. You know, take one ingredient, use it in two dishes, be creative, bring in your ethnicity, bring something different to your diner. You know, it's about putting on your signature dish. And, you know, I think no matter what kind of restaurant it is, high-end or, you know, comfort food, you still have to put a part of you in it and put your stamp on it. And I think that's why people go back and back to these places, because a lot of times they're just face-to-face with the owner or the chef owner, and that's what they love. So I think, you know, whether you're a high-end chef or a short-order cook, you still have to put your stamp on the dishes and learn how to, you know, make it work as a business owner.
So what does Ty Pennington actually do on the show?
Oh, my God. He's doing a lot. He's amazing. He's bringing a lot of energy, first of all. And second of all, incredible design. And it's fascinating to see what he can do in such a short amount of time. I've learned a lot already about, you know, design and you know, what you can fix and what you can and in 36 or 24 hours. And he just wows people. And he knows what they need. And he looks into it and he sees, okay, this is what's going to work and this is what will last.
Will there be more episodes down the road?
If you guys all tune in, there will be.
And what's coming up on Chopped?
Oh, my God. Chopped is full of surprises. We have a lot of really fun things to look forward to. We are constantly surprised. You know, we've been doing this for a very long time, and four people will walk into that kitchen, and one person walks out a winner, and you never know who it's going to be. And we have some great themes coming up, you know, grandmas, grandpas, moms, dads. I mean, it's just teenagers. I just can't get enough. I love it. I love everybody who walks into that kitchen. It's so much fun. I do have a sous chef that competed on Chopped. I did hire him. Not that day. It was, you know, a little bit down the road. And I am always inspired by what the contestants do. I mean, it's really fascinating to see. And what I love that we're doing now is we're doing something called Chopped After Hours. And you can see most of them on the web, on foodnetwork.com. But we're also going to air some of them on television. And it's, you know, the judges having to go into the kitchen after, you know, the cooks have gone in and take one of those baskets and do it. And I think it's so great because we sit at the table and we pontificate what we would make. And then we have to go into the kitchen and, you know, put our money where our mouth is. And it's really hard. It's really hard. Thanks for having me.
With the Food Network's Amanda Freitag, I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to increase the odds you'll sleep better tonight? All you gotta do is prepare the brain. Here's the science of it.
Doesn't anybody ever get any sleep around here?
Years ago, before electricity, not so bright campfires, hearths, and candles illuminated the night. Today's home, however, has 300, 400, 500 plus watt bulbs per room continually glaring throughout the evening. While it may be night outside, your brain still thinks it's daylight. So about 2 hours before bedtime, turn off all the lights except one. Then your brain will start to respond the way it's wired, and off to sleep you go.
Hey, wake up and go to sleep.
What's the cheap psychological trick? It may be modern times, but your pre-wired brain still thinks gradual darkening from dusk to dark night is a requirement for good sleep. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer is the ABA's second all-time leading scorer. His combined 27,000 points makes him the ninth leading scorer in NBA ABA history.
Up and it rolls away, and this one Gilmore battle for it, and Issel wins and scores and is fouled.
So where is Dan Issel now? Dan initially retired to a horse farm, but returned to the hardwood in 1992 as coach of the Denver Nuggets. He spent six seasons coaching the team over two stints, the second ending in a racially charged incident with a fan. Dan went through bankruptcy, but he's begun a new career as the executive director of the Bel Air Presbyterian Church. Looks like Dan Issel found a higher calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.